7.
Live. We're here for you. If you'd like, you may call in about anything that's on your mind at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on our website. You actually can control the content of the site. Submit to it what you would like. You find interesting links online. Maybe it's a YouTube video, a news post, or a blog. For whatever you think our listeners would enjoy, whatever you think we might want to see, you submit it as show prep. It appears on the upcoming stories page. It awaits a certain number of votes, and once it accomplishes receiving those votes, it will be promoted to the front page of the site. So head on over, get interactive, freetalklive.com. One of the news stories, Mark, that you had mentioned having tonight here to tell us about was from New York City, where a 7-year-old boy, I believe it was, handcuffed and interrogated over allegedly stealing $5, was it?
That's right.
Where's the story from?
It's from the NYPost.com.
Got it.
It's here, some poor little kid who says this kid's no killer, but some callous Bronx cop sure treated him like one. Mm. Instead of earning himself a simple trip to the principal's office, a terrified 7-year-old boy was hauled out of class, handcuffed like a hardened criminal, and interrogated by police for a grueling 10 hours, all over a playground dispute involving $5, his family is charging. My son was crying. Mommy, it wasn't me. Mommy, it wasn't me. I never imagined the cops could do what that to a child. We were traumatized, Wilson Reyes' distraught mom, Frances Mendez, told the Post last night.
People have no idea. I mean, like she said, she never imagined. But that's because she's never read the news about these things happening. I mean, there was it wasn't that long ago that we had a story about some young person, I forget how old, but in some middle school or something like that, who was accused of taking a $20 bill that had fallen onto the ground or something like that in during lunch, and they were strip searched. So I'm not surprised.
Well, also, I think even more relevant is this points to other places like Texas and Mississippi where kids are being sent to jail for just school infractions, like being late to class and drawing on desks and things. I mean,
they're being arrested. I don't know if they're being sent to jail.
Well, what's
that.
An arrest?
You face legal charges. You face time in court.
So it's like a ticket.
Right. The class in Texas, they are essentially issuing tickets as Class C misdemeanors, if I'm recalling the story correctly.
Sounds like jail to me.
The lowest level of misdemeanor. They're not,
it's
in
not
my
a violation.
Yeah, but sometimes misdemeanors aren't necessarily jailable. So, like, this is a low-level misdemeanor. It's still a misdemeanor, but I don't think they were going to jail in that particular story. But they do get to go to the court system and then get found guilty and then get sentenced to whatever the sentence is, community service or whatever nonsense. For doing things that all kids do in school. Just, disrupting class. It's not all kids, but lots of kids certainly do. Disrupting class, mooting somebody out the back of the bus, whatever. They're writing them up left and right. Thousands of students in Texas are being written up. And then it's after they graduate that if they haven't done what they've been told to do, I think at that point it can turn into jail.
So the mother says, imagine how I felt seeing my son in handcuffs. It was horrible. Mm. I mean, this is
picture, by the way, I saw this picture. I mean, he looks like, I know it's an institution and institutions tend to be like this, but it looks like he's being held in a dungeon. I mean, it looks dingy and nasty, and it does not look like a good place to have a young person.
I imagine the 44th precinct is probably not a very nice place.
Yeah.
But this is a 7-year-old. She said it was horrible. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. The bizarre overreaction by police came after the child had been accused of swiping $5 from another student after school. The money, which was supposed to be used for a school trip that never happened, had fallen on the ground in front of Wilson and two other boys, and one of them scooped it up. Wilson was falsely accused of taking it, and he scuffled with one of the kids. Officers showed up at the this. I love the name of these schools, PSX-114.
Number 7.
God, I mean, who can get excited about go PSX-114? I mean, yeah, I just it doesn't doesn't make any sense to me, but whatever.
And it's creepy because it's, you know, is it that hard to name schools after bureaucrats? I mean, normally isn't that what they name their schools after?
You know, some brave, brave government worker who, you know, signed their name on some bill that took other people's money to build this building or whatever.
Well, it's, you know, how long before they start referring to the students by their student number?
I don't know. I don't think that's the worst thing that happens in school.
No.
This kind of thing is. They hauled him off to the 44th Precinct Station House for another 6 hours of interrogation and verbal abuse, according to the $250 million claim against the city and the NYPD.
6 hours of interrogation.
The police claim it was only half that.
Oh. Well, that makes it okay.
3 hours for a
seven-year-old. Terrorizing.
That's
Can you imagine how scary that is? As a 7-year-old, I mean, as a 17-year-old, or as a 27-year-old, or as a 70-year-old, if you don't have an experience with the police, that's a scary situation to be in.
Reyes was handcuffed and verbally and physically, emotionally abused, intimidated, humiliated, embarrassed, and defamed. The documents say he was then...
Hey, they're just trying to get him ready for what it's like to be an adult.
He was then charged with robbery. No one is disputing
wow.
that this 7-year-old was charged with robbery. The boy protested his innocence to no avail. Mendez, I guess that's the mother, said that she and her sister went to the station house, were told that they couldn't see their son, her son. Cops finally allowed her in to see the boy. They found the panicked kid seated on a shabby chair with his wrist cuffed to the wall. She took the
damning
photo.
Okay, so it's the police department where the photo was taken.
Yes, got this it. Was at the 44th precinct.
Good for her. Good for her. I'd like to just really point this point part of the story out. So important to have a camera with you, not just a still camera, but even in this case, just having that still really made this story. Because it's one thing to say, well, they did this and that to my son, and it's a whole other thing to actually have photographic evidence of your son handcuffed in this some shabby, dingy dungeon at the police department. It
True.
Really made this story.
Yeah, I think that that's what makes all the story wouldn't be a story without that picture.
Yeah.
And if something happens to you, I don't care whether it has to do with the police or government or whatever, but, you know, a picture tells, if you want press, if you want somebody to be able to cover it, pictures make all the difference.
Better than that, video is even more reliable, even more useful. Now, of course, we also know from our friend Carlos Miller, who we had on last week on this program on Saturday night, that from photographyisnotacrime.com, that a lot of times having a video camera or still camera can get you into even more trouble with the police, but that, again, they rule you by fear. And if everybody's so afraid to take a picture or pull out a video camera because they're worried about what might happen, then they're going to be able to take advantage of more people. They're going to be able to run over top of your rights even more frequently. So the best thing she could have done would be to record these bureaucrats, because she said they wouldn't, that at first they wouldn't let her see her son.
Right.
That would have been interesting to get on video. And any interaction you have with the government bureaucrats, in my opinion, you know, you should really consider recording them, especially an adversarial one like this.
And I mean, I don't know how this would be called anything but adversarial when they have your 7-year-old and they won't give him back. You know, and it goes, the story goes on to tell about what actually happened. And it sounds like
to the $5, you mean?
Yeah, it sounds like it was a conflict, and I don't think that this child was in the right by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, we're talking about 7-year-olds here, you know, having a conflict on the playground, and, you know, I'm not
going to... So wait, did he take the $5
or
not?
No, he did not take the $5. Somebody else did, according to this story. This is Seth. I'll read that part to you. Seth Avocito, the boy that Wilson was accused of punching and robbing, had been pushed around before by Wilson and other kids, said his father, Santiago. They were always teasing him because of his weight, and sometimes he didn't even want to go to school because of it. So it sounds like, you know, it was a group of boys,
yep.
And for whatever reason,
Wolfpack.
One of them got picked out, and it didn't happen to be the one that had done whatever this deed was.
Mm-hmm.
So the deed was the stealing of the $5. But, you know, really what it all stemmed from was the bullying.
Which he was allegedly a part of.
It would appear from the story that the child in question was part of the bullying. And, you know, I don't know what this experience... Is this experience going to cause... Is he going to feel bullied and therefore... Because oftentimes it's the bullies. Bullies were bullied. I mean, you know,
that's true.
That's where they learned that behavior. That they're, you know, the kids with the biggest problems are the bullies. So, I mean, is he now going to be a bigger problem as a result?
This is a terrible story, and it's not an uncommon one for the police to come into schools these days and handcuff kids and take them away in cruisers and take them to the police station. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you've been involved in a situation like this, either as a parent or the student. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius sent a clever assistant, set out on an adventure through the solar system, on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system, on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 1st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $16.6560. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.07.07, $8.53.54 for a half ounce, or $4.26.77 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.07.07, $8.53.54, and $4.26.77.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, Saturday edition, here with you. you tonight in the studio. It's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can also connect with us on Skype at lrn.fm. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of different features are waiting for you there. In fact, our mobile site is available to you. You can get connected with our live streams and the podcast directly through our mobile site over at m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
There's definitely one name in the mortgage industry that's known across the country, and that's the Mortgage Minute guy. He wants you to know that the FHA is changing its rules, and they'll not be likely favorable to borrowers. This is probably going to go on somewhere around April the 1st. So you need to take advantage of the best rates that the market has to offer right now, and these are likely the best rates of your lifetime, and you need to do it before April 1st. If you're thinking about getting a mortgage, you probably should move on it before April 1st, according to the Mortgage Minute guy. And you're going to, of course, need some more specifics, and I can't give all those specifics to you on the radio, but I can give you a telephone number and a website to get a hold of some experts in this area. The telephone number is 866-288-0088, and the website is mortgageminuteguy.com. And they really are experts in this area. They'll take good care of you and let you know what you need to do before April 1st to take advantage of these low rates and these, I guess, more lax rules, because the FHA is changing its rules. 866-288-0088, mortgageminuteguy.com.
Let's go to the phones here. We can talk more about the schools and the situation with the 7-year-old being handcuffed and interrogated by the police for several hours. But you can also bring up whatever's on your mind. And Amanda is with us, listening to WCHV in Virginia. Hello there. Hello, Amanda.
That sounds like a hangout.
This is her husband, Stephen.
Hey, Stephen.
Stephen, what's on your mind?
I was wanting, I was talking to friends of mine in Texas and stuff, and they said that they believe that Texas will become a republic again, and you will see, like, the West Coast become a republic, and possibilities like the East Coast breaking up. They don't see the United States physically being able to and financially stay together. And I was wanting to know how other people felt about if my state of West Virginia decided to become a republic.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're in West Virginia, not Virginia. I think that's a fantastic idea. I fully support secession. But what happened to Amanda?
She has a stomach flu coming here. She had to make a quick move to the bathroom.
Ah, I see. So, secession, great idea. Let's do it.
Yeah, I think that, I wonder what people base their assumptions that the United States is going to break up on. I think that, the United States government is pretty close to insolvent. How that's going to, what's going to happen as a result, I don't know.
Well, it happened to the Soviet Union, so it's certainly reasonable to believe it could happen here.
It could, I suppose.
I think that it'll come down to people like Bill Gates, who controls the Northwest, and you have, I think, more like the drug cartels in the California, Nevada area. Like Texas itself, I've been down there. They have everything. Just like West Virginia, we have coal, we have natural gas, plenty of places to grow food. And I wonder, why do we put up with the debt?
Because people don't know what to do. I mean, people realize that the government, the federal government, Mark, I think you had some statistics you told me about before the show tonight, that people realize the federal government is, a group of folks who are trying to rule and or who are ruling over our lives. And I don't think most people like that. At least nobody I know appreciates the federal government. Some people might like some of the things that they do, but overall they don't appreciate, for instance, the wars, and they don't appreciate, being taxed to support things that they don't agree with, but they don't know what to do about it, because all they've ever been told they can do is vote. And of course, voting has never really changed anything of significance in Washington, D.C. So once you kind of come to that realization that, it doesn't matter whether it's George Bush or Barack Obama, that they're both the same guy and they're both running the same, basically the same policies and the same, they're screwing us just as hard, then, you start to get really frustrated, because you don't know what you can do, because you've always been told, well, if you don't like it, you can, vote vote for somebody else, but no matter who you vote for, the same things keep happening. So what do you do then? It is still a big question as to how do we get from where we are today to a situation where West Virginia could be its own, you know, nation state. And it would take some level of political action, I think, because you'd have to convince a lot of people that this is a good idea and then try to figure out how to implement it without using violence, because it didn't work with violence the first time around. So we probably should go about it in a peaceful method. What I would suggest right now, the best thing that you can do is talk about it. You know, talk about it with your friends, talk about it with your family, talk about it at work, talk about the ideas of secession, learn about secession, and get the ideas out there into the conversation. Because if we talk enough about these ideas, then they actually have a chance of becoming real.
Well, I said to my friends, I said, we should do what Wisconsin do and put a pink slip in Obama's box and say, look, we're going to fire the Senate. The Constitution says we don't have to take that crap. We're going to fire the Senate. We're going to hold new elections.
But they don't ever, that never works. See, that's the problem. That's part of the problem that I've described.
Hold on. I understand what he's saying here. So there is no recall for the United States president. There are very few states where one can do a recall on the governor. Wisconsin is one of them, and California is another. I'd have to look it up, but I think it's just a couple more. So it's not possible to do a recall on Barack Obama. And there was an election just a few months ago, and Barack Obama won. So the chances of him losing and then, you know, at a recall doesn't seem very good.
Also, the chances of you being able to get incumbents out of office by voting is also very, very slim. I mean, people have been saying this forever, is we got to throw those bums out. I mean, they say that every 4 years and nobody ever throws the bums out.
Yeah, I don't want secession for a state. I want secession for me. I want to be able to cede my little piece of property. And look, I'll pay for the roads that I use. I'll pay for the fire department that I use. But I don't want any of the services that I don't want. I don't need the services of the United States government airplanes dropping bombs on people. I don't need that service. Thanks. I don't need the service of their government school that they send folks to. I don't need that service. I don't want to pay for that service. I want to be able to secede personally.
Well, you can. You can go to ShireSociety.com and you can sign the declaration of the Shire Society Declaration there and declare your personal independence.
Do you still pay for the local school?
I do. I haven't gone that far yet, Mark, but at some point I probably will go that far. And I don't expect you to come with me, but, you know, hopefully some other people will. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Because if you do want to personally secede, then you probably should take more of a step than just saying it. You should probably move toward that. And one of the things you can do is physically move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Neat website has been launched here, Mark, that we just discovered a few moments ago, thanks to the Free State Project's Facebook page. A couple of new movers, apparently, have launched what is a really cool-looking site, freestatefacts.com. And the way I understand this site is it detects your location, and then we'll tell you, and the top of the site, you are in, and then it gives you the state, you know, the arbitrary political geographic landmass in which you find yourself. And then it says, instead of New Hampshire, and we'll tell you, it'll compare facts between the different states. So, like, right now, I just went there, and it said, you are in New Hampshire, the third most peaceful state in the country, instead of Wisconsin, the 19th most peaceful state. Now, I think it's designed to be looked at by people who are not in New Hampshire. So, if you have been thinking about moving here, and you don't want to take the time to read 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, you can just go and see one of them over at freestatefacts.com, and then you hit reload and you'll see another one. Free Talk Live, more coming up.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to secede now. It's just when everybody else is going to catch up is the question. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It seems like it's an inevitability. I mean, governments just don't last. And this one's been going on for an awfully long time. I think hopefully we're in its final days. How many more days that will be, whether it's 300 or 1,000 or 30, is another question.
Well, the question there's another very important question is, what's that rocky period going to be like between whatever we have now and whatever we'll have in the future? And
I don't know, but I consider this to be rocky right now, so I'm happy to embrace whatever that
this
is.
This is one of the most wealthy countries in the world, and likely the middle class is
wealth will increase if the government isn't there. The federal government isn't there to suck it all out of your wallet.
Well, I don't know if that's one needs to look at places where there is no strong central government and see whether that's a true statement. Yes, the federal government tends to be involved in those places, destabilizing them and things like that. But I think that your sort of sweeping statements here don't have a lot of responsibility to them.
Well, wealth is created by people acting on their own initiative in the marketplace, combining their brain power with natural resources or with existing products. products and services, to create new products and services that are offered in the marketplace, and making everybody wealthier by that fact.
People need to be safe to do that.
Wealth is, people will be safe because they'd be free to hire whoever it is they want to protect themselves and or protect themselves in whatever way they feel is appropriate. People are safe right now not because of the existence of the federal government, but because of the existence of other people who are good people and who are willing to come to their aid. And there's plenty of evidence to show that that's the case. Anyway, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. We'll continue with your calls in a moment.
SACL CAI sponsors our phone lines. You can go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. They've been sponsors of Free Talk Live for a very long time, mainly because a man named Jason Osborne is one of the principals over there at SACL CAI, and he considers that the ideas of freedom to be very important. So you can go there at SACL CAI, check them out. You can see their banner, like I said, at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. It's a myth, I think, that the federal government is somehow keeping you safe. In point of fact, they are the ones who, they and their state government brethren and their local government brethren, are the ones that are most likely to violate your safety. They're the ones that are most likely to inconvenience you when you are just trying to get to work. They're the ones who are going to waylay you, pull you over to the side of the road and then demand money from you. They're the ones who are putting peaceful people in cages. I'm not so worried about the mafia. You know, they're not as dangerous as the federal government. And like I said, I'd rather be able to hire my own security, because then you can, if you actually had competing protection agencies in the city in which you live or the area in which you live, then you'd be able to choose them based on a variety of factors. You know, maybe you don't need 24-hour protection. Maybe you just need somebody to drive by every now and then and keep an eye on the house and make sure everything's okay in the neighborhood. Or maybe you just want to have somebody train you on how to protect yourself. You know, there could be different levels of service in a free market protection kind of situation. Whereas right now, if you have the government's service, then they don't feel like sending you a car when you call. They don't have to. If they don't solve the crime, no skin off their back. They still get the same budget the next year. If they arrest one of your friends for some non-crime, you don't want to pay for it, well, they're going to arrest you too. And so, you know, you're forced to pay for what is really shoddy service in a lot of cases, where, like, they might take your 7-year-old son and handcuff him to a pole in the police department and then interrogate him for 10 hours. That's the kind of service. Okay, 3, 6, whatever. There's a question mark about how many hours it was.
Certainly are.
But I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want my 7-year-old being treated like that. Oh, but what happens if you decide not to pay for that service?
Now, that's really the question. Can a government be moral that does not allow you to opt out? Can any business or organization be moral that forces you to participate? How exactly did I become obligated to participate in this government? Being born here? Choosing to remain, staying here?
You know what it is. It's because there are men with guns who'll put you in a cage.
It really ultimately comes down to that.
There is no real obligation beyond that. It's just rule by force. Let's continue here and talk to you about what's on your mind. Sam's in Charleston, listening to WSCFM. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good evening.
Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
I just want to get your opinion about Biden's comment about Iran today. I don't know if you heard what he had to say as far as...
I didn't. I tend not to pay attention to politicians.
Okay. He's making an invitation to government of Iran to sit down and talk about the atomic situation again. I just want to get your opinion as far as whether they're being naive about it or stupid, or they're just not being honest with the American people.
Who's not being honest, Iran?
No, I'm talking about Joseph Biden and the government. I mean, Obama, Biden. They know better. I mean, these guys, they're not serious about, talking to them as far as getting the nuclear program stopped or...
I'm confused about your question. Can you rephrase, Mark, are you understanding?
Well, I think I do. The IAEA has spent a lot of time in Iran poking around and looking for these nuclear bases where they're creating weaponized uranium and stuff like that, and they haven't been able to find it yet. And so there's a lot of rumblings about this stuff being created, lots of politicians saying that it's happening, lots of people in intelligence communities, I assume, are feeding them this material. But you'd think that those people in those those intelligence agencies would hand that information over to the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Energy Association, or whatever it is, and, you know, just say, hey, why don't you go there and look? I mean, if our intelligence communities know that Iran is creating this stuff, then they must know where they're doing it. If they know where they're doing it, why don't they turn it over to the UN and the IAEA and have the IAEA go and look?
Does that answer your question, Sam? I don't know if that does.
Yeah, that's not that pretty much. Yeah, pretty much it does. You know, I just wasn't sure whether they're being honest about it or that's just something.
Well, generally, if it's a politician saying something, you can err on the side of no, they're not being honest.
Problem is when politicians talk to each other. Then what the hell do you do?
Hey, Sam, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here with Lawrence. He's listening in Arlington, Texas, to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk.
Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome,
I'd just
sir.
Like to throw glad to be with you. I'd just like to throw it out here, you know, to you and to the listening audience, that as a black man, 55 years old, you know, come up in basically the affirmative action era, blue collar, you know, raised two kids, you know, off in college now, gun owner, martial arts practitioner, you know, hey, a person, God-fearing, peace-loving man. What I find so disingenuous, and I agree with what you just said about the government in Iran, but getting right back to it, Al Sharpton, all our so-called black leaders, I find them so, you know, disingenuous. You know, I find them so, God, corrupt. You know, I had respect for these people, but now I've lost all respect for them because if you are a part of a lie, if you are a part of shielding and carrying water from somebody who do not have the best interests of the community or the nation, I think you owe it to yourself and to owe it to us, the listening audience, the population, and even the God to speak the truth. If you know the truth, you should speak it. You should
well,
not
so what,
be part
what do you
of
think the
life.
Truth is?
The truth is basically capitalist America, like this gun control issue. How can these people, these black men, and I'm black, so I'm going to speak directly to them and how I feel they are perpetrating the lie. How can you be part of saying gun control in America and let's save our babies? And I agree with that premise. But by the same token, you're not going to speak out on how we ship guns all over the world and kill other people's babies. You know, I find that so disingenuous. We are arming Africa, we arm in Asia, we arm in South America, but yet instead, you want to say that your neighbor's baby is not important as your baby. You know, I find that disingenuous.
Yeah, I share that concern. And if you want to stick with us, Lawrence, we can bring you back here in moments. Stand by, 855-450-FREE. Plus, the whole idea that they have black leaders, what? Are there white leaders? If there are, they're not my leaders, I can tell you that. 855-450-FREE. How about we just all be individuals? I would like that. And if you want to have a leader, you should choose it for yourself. To say that there's this group leader thing is ridiculous. We're coming up.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Of these airwaves and do it toll free even in these remaining moments. Enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Also on Skype, you can connect to us at lrn.fm. Just send us a request. We will add you into our contacts list. And at that point, you'll be able to easily reach us via Skype. So we'll continue here with your calls and your thoughts. Also, want to recommend that you go to VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. Check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It's a movie that I actually had the honor of being able to be the executive producer. I also am somewhat of a co-star, I guess, of the film. And it is it's a documentary. It's an hour and a half long feature-length documentary that's all about some of the liberty activism that went on up here between 2011 and 2012 in pretty much the Keene area of New Hampshire. And if you've been interested in the Free State Project, or even if you're brand new to the idea, this will give you a taste for some of the more, I guess, disobedient activism that has transpired up here. There's a lot of great political stuff that goes on, a lot of great outreach as well, but that stuff doesn't make for interesting movies. Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree definitely has the content that it takes to keep your attention. And you can go to VictimlessCrimeSpree.com, see it for yourself. It's available free on YouTube in the original cut of the film. And the DVD, we're about 2 weeks away now from the release date on that. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to being able to have people have a physical copy of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree in their collection. And don't just sit it on a shelf. If you get the DVD, lend it out. Get more than one copy. Lend it out to some friends. Pass it around. Have your own screening. In fact, over at VictimlessCrimeSpree.com, there's a whole page that I put up a couple weeks ago about how to have your own screening. We, unlike those other movie companies, we actually want you to show our movie. And you know, if you can make money off of showing it, by all means, charge people for tickets. We're not going to come after you for it. So go to victimlesscrimespree.com, enjoy the movie, and order your copy of the DVD. You can pre-order it for just $9, $8.99 on Amazon with free Super Saver shipping. It does qualify for that. At order.victimlesscrimespree.com. Again, order.victimlesscrimespree.com. We got Lawrence on the line listening in Texas to XM Satellite Radio. Lauren, you're still with us here. You'd called in with some frustration about these so-called black leaders. And, you know, I've always found that to be a strange thing, the idea that that you apparently they think you need a leader. I don't think you need that.
No, and you know what? You know, you spoke gospel, and think about exactly what you just said. Now, I was a member of the UAW. I've hired in 76. I've always had to settle my own grievances. Never wrote the grievances because you was always sold out, you know. So I always settled my own grievances, established rapport with management. My wife was elected to be the chair of civil and human rights in Lansing, Michigan at Local 602. And we just moved to Texas about 5 months ago. Reason why we had to leave Michigan, because the party bosses in Detroit, Solidarity House, didn't like our brand of activism. We spoke for the common man. We didn't feel that color should even be in the picture. If you were white, you had rights. If you were Hispanic, you had rights. If you were, but we were for the worker. You know, we didn't feel that you should sell somebody out, you know, for the sake of the union, you know. We supported a right to work state because simply the worker didn't have no rights. If the union takes money out your check every month, but yet instead when you come to them with a legitimate beef, they sell your grievance out, then you should be able to opt out of the union. Shouldn't nobody force you to belong to an organization that doesn't do nothing for you?
Absolutely.
Take your money. And, you know, that kind of concept was, how would I say, against all norm, you know, and these people, you know, wanted to intimidate the wife, you know, with guns, with violence. And I mean, this is a matter that we got between, that we got before the NLRB, the Michigan Department of Civil Rights. This is current. And then we just got off the phone. And, you know, the whole object that I'm getting to is this. As a common, everyday, God-fearing man, there's only one precept that you really need to understand. Be fair. Be honest. Treat everybody like you want to be treated. And for God's sake, you know, do the right thing, you know. And it's like, man, you know, that kind of belief is alien. And the
apparently.
Yeah. We're here in Texas in a right-to-work state, plenty of jobs. The union politics and the union, influence is very limited. We get along good and great with everybody.
Yeah, if you don't like the place you work, you can always go and, leave it and go somewhere else.
Right, and that goes right back to what I was saying about these so-called black leaders. In this modern-day age, where you can pick up a book, get on the computer, there is so much information about what's going on in this world. There's so much information in the public domain. You don't have to take what nobody says as gospel. You can go research and get to the bottom of it.
Yeah,
and
you certainly don't need to have some expert, some purported, man who knows everything or who's somehow higher up than everybody else telling you what to do. And, you know, you've got to give those guys credit, though. I mean, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, they've established this for themselves. And, you know, who are the Hispanic leaders? Who are the Chinese leaders? You know, it's a brilliant marketing plan on their part to get them radio interviews and, all kinds of appearances and sell books for them. But otherwise, that's really all it is for them.
Right. And then when you call them out exactly what you said, as a black man, me and a lot of other people who are black, we've grown up. I'm 55 going on 56. I don't see color. I see people. I see behavior. I see morals. I see values. I don't see the color of a person's skin. That does not dictate how I should interact with that person. Their behavior, their morals and values dictate how I interact with them. But if you are a black person, you are supposed to get upset when they tell you to get upset. You know, just like this thing about these guns. Now, everybody knows that gun violence is directly related to poverty and ignorance. If you are ignorant and you are in poverty, then the violence that you perpetrate in your community is going to go through the roof. It does not tell a genius that, hey, if you put jobs, if you give people jobs, if you, you know, take the drugs out the community, then the violence goes down. We out here talking about gun control.
Why don't we talk about giving jobs and reimbursing?
Lawrence, I like a lot of what you said here tonight, and I just wanted just to check something. You had said that you were calling in because you were listening on XM 128. Are you sure you're not listening to 165?
No, I tell you what. I got into the house, and I said, let me call. This is the station that I normally call in on Rob Redding. And I was thinking, too, I said, I got somebody else. And I said, you see, that's, to me, that's God working in mysterious
ways. I can actually explain God on this one. In this case, Rob Redding is he's on the network, the same network that we're on. Genesis Communications Network produces four different channels of audio at any given moment, and I think they're running Rob Redding at the same time, and XM's picking him up on a different channel, channel 128. At the same time, they're running our show on channel 165. So you called the number for Rob Redding, which actually he's not on, right? Like, he's not live, so if he's playing on the XM, it's a repeat show, and his number routes into the same board as our number does at the network, so that's how you ended up getting connected with us. So what I'd like you to do is make a note, go to freetalklive.com. That's where you can learn more about what our show is, and you can listen to us every weekend on XM 165 and every week, every weekday on XM 166, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. I appreciate your call tonight, Lawrence. Thanks for the call, man.
I will become an active listener.
Look forward to it. You've got a lot of good things to say, and I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Chris, listening in Charlottesville, listening to WCHV.
Thanks for taking my call. I was trying to get in touch with you because I heard the gentleman talking about the second great revival in this country, which is what happened, what he's talking about in Los Angeles. And tying it to your gentleman that called about seceding. From the Union. I've been doing a lot of reading over the past 2 years and a lot of reading of the founders, and they called for unity, and that's why we have the Constitution, is because the states were so disunified that the government wasn't working and the country wasn't working. And this idea of revival is in the hearts and in the minds of these founders. And they want us to be a revival culture. They want us to be moral. They want us to be upright, and they want us to control ourselves so that we will not have to be controlled by someone ahead above us, that so-called above us. So that the only person that really we need to, in my opinion, the only person we need to bow down to, the only person we need to obey, the only person we need to surrender to is Jesus Christ.
Well, let me ask you this.
That's what these revivalists are about.
Hold that thought, Chris. We're short on time.
Question for you here real quick. I'm happy to give money to my Quaker meeting. I'm unhappy to give money to an organization that goes around the world killing people. Now, surely Jesus wouldn't have a problem with me deciding not to give money to the federal government, right?
Well, the problem with that logic is that we haven't had this idea that Christ's love is affecting every heart in the entire world.
I wish we had more time to talk to you, Chris. We're out of it for tonight, but we do this show 7 nights a week. You can always call us on another night at any time. 7 o'clock Eastern time is when we kick things off. Be happy to get into more detail with this issue, and I thank you for the call tonight. So it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow on Twitter and have your chance very soon to win a $50 gift card from ProFlowers.com. See you tomorrow night.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron Break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.